This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Israel has evacuated approximately 800 volunteer white helmet rescuers. Their families from Syria had taken them to Jordan in a convoy of buses accompanied by Israeli police and United Nations vehicles. Israeli Defense Force said the evacuation was done at the request of the United States and some European countries. Petra, Jordan's official news agency, said the Syrians are in a closed area in Jordan. The agency said Britain, Germany, and Canada had agreed to resettle them within 3 months. General Vincent Brooks, the commander of the U.S. forces in Korea, has called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a man of his word while backing up assertions by other key officials that talks with Pyongyang are making progress. President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have repeatedly expressed optimism about the ongoing talks with North Korea since the Trump-Kim summit in Singapore last month. Pompeo also has expressed issues with North Korea's receiving shipments of petroleum.
Right now, North Korea is illegally smuggling petroleum products into the country at a level that far exceeds the quotas established by the United Nations. These illegal ship-to-ship transfers are the most prominent means by which this is happening.
Meantime, Russia and China moved to block a U.S. request for the U.N. to ban further fuel shipments to Pyongyang. China's President Xi Jinping started a four-nation visit to Africa in Senegal, expected to sign bilateral economic deals with the country. This is VOA News. Police in Pakistan say a suicide bombing in the country's northwest has killed the driver of an election candidate, with wounding the candidate and three other people. It's the latest violence ahead of Wednesday's elections. Candidate running for a parliament seat and three others, including two policemen, wounded in today's attack. No word now on who's responsible for that blast. International Monetary Fund, the IMF, is warning world economic leaders meeting at the G20 finance summit in Buenos Aires. The recent wave of trade tariffs could significantly harm global growth. We get more now from Reuters' Nathan Frandino.
International Monetary Fund Director Christine Lagarde said the recent wave of trade tariffs would significantly harm global growth.
But it certainly indicates the impact that it would have on GDP, which in the worst case scenario, under current measures and not taking into account most recent announcement, is in the range of 0.5% of GDP on a global basis.
In a note to G20 ministers, she said global growth may peak at 3.9% in 2018 and 2019, while downside risks have increased due to the growing trade conflict. Those trade tariffs mainly coming from the White House, where U.S. President Donald Trump threatened tariffs on all $500 billion of Chinese exports to the U.S. The threat comes after both countries have already slapped tariffs on $34 billion worth of each other's goods.
Reuters' Nathan Frandino. Britain's new exit. The Brexit chief has suggested the UK might not pay its $51 billion bill to exit the European Union if no trade agreement with the EU is reached. Dominic Raab told the Sunday Telegraph there must be conditionally between Britain making the exit payment and the ability to create a new relationship with the EU. Raab replaced David Davis, who resigned 2 weeks ago to protest what he called Prime Minister Theresa May's soft Brexit plan. Britain has recorded the driest weather in 50 years for the first time in the first half of the summer. Alex Deakin is with the Met Office, that is the UK's National Weather Service.
Only 47 millimetres of rain across the whole of the UK averaged out, and that happens to be the driest, if we go back for 50 years, so the driest first half of summer that we have. We are right up there, potentially record-breaking in terms of how dry the summer has been so far.
Met Office has forecast a new heat wave front, which could push out the recent cooler air and trigger the hardest weather so far.
Heather Maxwell is currently on assignment. Enjoy this previously recorded show.
It's Music Time in Africa.
Hello, Iniche. I'm Heather Maxwell. Welcome to the program. Today's playlist includes 9 amazing tunes from all over the continent. Senegalese hip-hop, South African house and old school, traditional dance music from Mali that gives back to nature each time it's played, Nigerian R&B, Afro beats, Cameroonian Mboko, and there's Dendera music. This Zimbabwean dance style is based on a special bird call. Find out more about that from Suleiman Chimbetu, Dendera Music's number one artist in Zim, in an interview I had with him recently in Harare. At the bottom of the hour, Bill Odidi has a special report presenting the sound of Kenya and Greater East Africa in 2018. He's got a sampling of new releases by Eric Wainaina, Kabwe Mugai, Vanessa MD, and more. And wait till you hear this amazing oldie from 1980s Sierra Leone. You're gonna love it. Then our new song of the week comes next, a beautiful, surprising ballad by Flavor. Kwame Asante joins me to present that. And finally, we wrap it up with a little Mikasa. So, let's get this party started. Starting off a little old school, here's Ringo Madlingozi. Ekaya is track 1 from his popular 1997 album, Sondelani. You've done all the right things. Got married, good job, raising a family. But don't forget your roots, he sings. Don't forget home.
right. Yebo, Sao Bona. Hello, lovelies. That was Ringo Madlingozi kicking us off this week on Music Time in Africa with Ekaya. I'm Heather Maxwell. So happy to be with you again today. Here's Davido's first single for 2018. It's called Flora My Flower.
If your behind was my Casio, I will never, never miss school. Your front door to sleep, so say let go, then wear shoes. My baby not gold, my baby to go. Was your mother a dealer? My baby not bomb, was she Romeo? Was your father a soldier?
Flora My Flower, his first single of 2018. So sweet.
Hey, I am Mori Ture from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister, Maxwell.
Now, from Senegal, here's OMG. Her real name is Umi Gay. It's not Oh My God. So the O-M is for Umi, the O and the M in her name Umi, and G for gay. Umi was a top 10 finalist in the 2017 Radio France International's Découverte Award. And in case you don't know, that annual award promotes new African talent in the Francophone world. OMG didn't win, but she sure is awesome. Here's her latest release, Koti Koti.
Jende omo dara lodul mbegel malatana sepi le chindakh ya maidane yo xam nga ni ya ndu xatoli momo my baby sama xol bi ya ko mom sama yenedi yo tundu ba say am ci dom ni koti koti yali yali li ci suga do xara Come again, come again.
manyamal sama hol bi nga kef mama sonal seitané na ñu mussel yassa ma messi dama bëgg nga may dal dila xalatiré fep nga mané ñi na na may jalé nañ ma chapé doy nga xari doy nga andando bu ma ñepp bayé na la déssé bagyo ci xalé
Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Have you ever seen, or more importantly, heard a ground hornbill? I hadn't until I met Suleiman Chimbetu at Cockpit Studio in Harare. It's a kind of bird that lives in savanna regions. The birds talk to each other like this. Well, in Zimbabwe, the ground hornbill, called Dendera in Shona, inspires an entire genre of dance music. This is Alice Mbewe, a Dendera song by Suleiman. Now, he is the son of the late Simon Chimbetu, who invented and popularized this style back in the 80s and 90s. Let's listen for a bit, and then we'll meet Suleiman from his studio in Harare.
Yeah.
in Suleiman Chimbetu's studio in Harare, and he explains perfectly how a bird can inspire a whole style of dance music.
Our style of music is called dendera, and dendera is derived from a bird, which is usually found in the savanna type of ecosystem. Mm-hmm. So this bird is called the ground hornbill in English. It's black in color, and it has got a red throat. So this bird has got a type of unique sound that it produces. The sound is a booming sound. So this sound is depicted like on our music on the bass guitar.
So the dendera sings with a rhythm?
Yes. If we can have two, three or four of the dendera birds, mm-hmm. when they sing in harmony. They don't do discord with their booming sound. You know, they give each other a chance to sing.
Maybe we can listen to this song and you can sing out the bass line to show us what you're talking about. Can that work?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. And you know, this music makes me want to dance.
Yeah, actually, it's dance music, and it's very much common with our revelers and in the clubs, in the church. You know, they also do and play our music. You know what, Heather? I've got an amazing team, my band. The way that we dance, it's something else. You know, we dance according to the rhythm of the dendera beat, the dendera bass. You know?
I wish you all could see him right now. Oh my gosh, Suleiman is like killing it with his moves. Oh man, that's great. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Thank you so much. So much thank you for coming here.
All right. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Dendera, as presented by the leading Dendera artist in Zimbabwe, Suleiman Chimbetu. I'm Heather Maxwell. You're inside Music Time in Africa. Here's Renice from Cameroon with Manamua, My Love.
Makamu wakamju, makamu wakamja, magami ambo mingonga, ningin.
All right. Hello, MZs. Now it's time for our special music report by Bill Odidi out of Nairobi. Take it away, Bill.
Hi, Heather. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi, and today I've selected some new releases to introduce you to the sound of Kenya and that of East Africa in 2018.
It's not the same since you went away. I hug the pillow where you used to lay your head. The strands of your hair, scent of your perfume. Sometimes day I can steal my nerves and all the pain and take down the photographs of me and you. I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna be alright. Gonna be somebody. I'm gonna be just fine. I'm gonna walk the street, walking with my appetite. Oh, I'm gonna be.
So we're done going through. Going through. Which books are yours? Who keeps our worldview? Who gets the stereo? Who keeps the LG store?
Baby.
Figuring out who gets which hangouts, so we won't have to see each other trying to fix what we've just blown.
We're playing a selection of 2018 releases from Kenya, and we just started with Eric Wainaina, who's been one of the country's best known and most successful artists of the last two decades and more. His new single is called OK, which he describes as a breakup song, as I'm sure you gathered from the lyrics. I think it's a different sound to what Eric has recorded in the past. But hey, this is a new year. What do I have next for you on Music Time in Africa from Kenya? Here is an exciting talent by the name Kagwe Mungai, and the song is Till the End.
Za maisha na wewe, I'm so gone. Getting drunk on your birthday. Tell me to feel, tell me the rules. Tell me how my heart should respond to you. It's amazing, amazing. What your body saying, you're saying. Sijawahi hisi kipenzi kama hiki, sijawahi wahi tabasamu tamu inayotiririka vile unavyotiririka.
Very smooth R&B flavored sound of the Kenyan singer, songwriter, and producer Kagwe Mungai featuring the Nigerian singer Nini Ola and Till the End of Time. As you may know, Nairobi is also the city where artists from around East Africa connect for concerts and album launches, so it's only fair that I also play you some music from the East African region. The Tanzanian singer Vanessa Mdee launched her latest album Money Mondays in Nairobi in January, and this is my favorite track on the album. It's called Kisela.
I am a fancy fancy. Kisela, leo raha kesho wanisema. Aya mapenzi basi ya kisela, leo raha kesho wanikera.
Kisela.
Wow, what a sweet voice. Her name is Vanessa Mdee from Dar es Salaam in Tanzania. That song is called Kisela. Right, one more track to play you. And this is another interesting Pan-African collaboration featuring Kenya's Sauti Sol and Nigeria's Burna Boy. It's called African Star.
You got it all going on with your body. You got it all, baby. Your papa, Uganda, your mama, Burundi. My African star, baby, na umeumbwa ukaumbika. Yeah, sura shepu na tabia. So baby, tell me what you're into. With your fine face and your lips too. Ooh, and your hair, girl. Team natural, come and see too. I wanna graduate from a stalker to your lover. I wanna graduate. Oh, 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 oh. You got a lot going on with your body. You got it all, baby. So I told you, meet me at the lobby. At the hotel, girl. Girl, you know what's going down. Every time I come around, girl, this time I'ma slow it down. Feel like I lost you, girl, but now you found. So don't be surprised when a nigga hold you down. So maybe tell me what you into. Hold up, let me tell you what I've been through. For ya, my life won't be simple. For ya, but anything you say I do, 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 do. For
you got it all going on with your body. You got it all, baby. Your papa Nigeria, your mama Somali. My African star, baby.
Isn't it absolutely amazing when music connects artists from across Africa, as you just had with the Kenyan group Sauti Sol featuring Burna Boy from Nigeria, African Star. I tell you what's interesting, Heather. Sauti Sol are releasing a song every month in 2018 featuring a different artist from another part of Africa. This is the third single that they're putting out this year, and it's already a hit, just like the other singles. And all these collaborations will then be put together in an album called African Source, to be released later this year. Well, that's all the time from me here in Nairobi, Kenya. I'm Bilu Didi for Music Time in Africa. Now back to Heather Maxwell.
Erika Kabilitio, Bifu Mani, Fala Sisio, Miss Opportunity, Beawe, Bani Piki, that one opportunity.
Jelewa, Jelewa, Jelewa,
Erika Kabilitio,
Jelewa, Jelewa, Jelewa,
Erika Kabilitio,
Jelewa, Jelewa.
Wow, great report, Bill. Thanks for keeping us in tune to East Africa and Kenya in 2018. Still to come, Balafon dance music, Song of the Week, the Sierra Leonean oldie I talked about at the beginning of the hour, and new Mikasa from South Africa. So don't touch that dial.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
If you think you're falling in love, be careful. Think about it first. You'll be sorry if you make the wrong choice. This is the message of this next song by Hinizi, a band of Bo, Malinke, Bambara, and Senufo musicians from Segu, Mali. Hinizi is deeply traditional. They consider nature as their partner. Each musician in the band builds his own instrument in harmony and with respect to nature. When they play, they say they're giving Mother Nature back the joy of life and love that she's given them. It's a reciprocal, loving relationship. Wow, that was Hinizi from Segun Mali. This is Heather Maxwell.
And this is the Song of the Week.
Okay, it's time for Song of the Week.
Yep.
And you can tell by the other voice here that I'm with...
Kwame Asante, a.k.a. Mr. Asante.
Asante. So this week, I chose a song by Flavor. It's a brand new one, 2018, called Someone Like You. I love it, Kwame, because it's very romantic and simple and pure.
That's beautiful, because I got the chance to sample the song earlier when you sent it to me, and I must say it took me a while to realize it was Flavor, because Flavor is always poppy, winding his waist all over the place, you know, club-like. So for me to hear him like this stripped down, it was, yeah.
Something special, huh?
Oh, yeah. Very, right. Very special.
Let's give it a listen.
All right.
Whoa, whoa. Since you came into my life, I've never been the same. Since you came into my life, I've never felt the same. You're so sweet, oh baby. You're so nice and lovely. Oh yeah. I'll be missing, I'll be loving, always caring for someone like you. I'll be missing, I'll be loving, always caring for someone like you. I'll be missing, I'll be loving, always caring for someone like you. I'll be missing, I'll be loving, I'll be caring. Seeing around the world, aye, aye, aye. Baby, never seen a girl like you. So many ways when I appreciate you. Never gonna lie, can't replace you. It's crazy, no one else but you. Only you, 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 you. Oh, my baby, baby boo. Why you? Only you, when I make my head swell. I'm gonna spend the rest of my life with you. Since you came into my life, I've never been the same. Since you came into my life, I've never felt the same. You're so sweet, oh baby. You're so nice and lovely. Oh yeah. I'll be missing, I'll be loving, always caring for someone like you. Oh yeah. I'll be missing, I'll be loving, always caring for someone like you. I'll be missing, I'll be loving, always caring for someone like you. I'll be missing, I'll be loving, I'll be caring for someone like you.
Okay, so that was Flavor, Someone Like You.
Oh yeah, that was beautiful, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Flavor is very talented when it comes to vocals. And I mean, he's a singer. And just hearing bare instruments like
piano,
you know,
sax,
you know,
and very simple. Like the arrangement is nothing fancy.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Flavor,
you
keep
did
it up.
Good job.
Oh, yeah.
This is Heather Maxwell.
And this is Kwame Asante. This was the
Song
of the Week.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Maggie Margaret Cephas, and we're in LIB, and I'm logged down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa, VOA. Don't touch that dial.
All right. Shifting gears now. We're going way back to somewhere in the 1980s in Freetown, Sierra Leone. This is Bivote by the house band of Bintoumani Hotel. Now, I know this because of a string of YouTube comments published in 2016 after a certain Ngombu Kabu posted the song. It's in Mende, and according to him, Bivote means, and I quote, "You be cursed. May evil befall you." The band is singing about those who look at others with an evil eye, envious people, two-tongued people, marriage wreckers, hypocrites, witches, and wizards.
We go.
This is Heather, and that was Bivote by the Bintoumani House Band of Sierra Leone. Here's the last song of the hour, Nana, by South African trio Mikasa. This comes off their 2017 CD, Familia.
How do I say sorry when I know I let you down, when I know that I was wrong? Tell me, how do I? Sure you're tired of the same old stories, but I need you around. Wouldn't be the same without you, I promise you. I know what I'm asking might be too much to take. I'm not one for begging, but when it comes to you, things change. Would you please forgive me?
I went, Nana, Nana. Would you please forgive me? I went, Nana, Nana. Would you please forgive me? I went, Nana, Nana. Would you please forgive me? I went, Nana, Nana. Would you please forgive me?
Was Nana by Mikasa. It's that time, peeps. Gotta say goodbye. Thank you for joining me. We can stay in touch all week, though, on social media. You can get on my Facebook page, Instagram, that's at MTIA Maxwell, or on Twitter at Music Time Africa. Special thanks go out to Bill Odidi and to Kwame Asante for their contributions to today's show. Now, on our FM stations, you know we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC, and then again on Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, stay blessed.